It's a great joy to be with you here this morning. Back in Uganda, the service has just finished because of the time difference, but they know we are worshiping the Lord here in Glasgow. For some of you, and this is your first time to see me. This is Gabriel. There is no another. There's no duplicate. I have one wife, and I thank God for that, and she's a woman. There is a passage in the Bible which I would like to read, which is so amazing. Every time I come to it, it challenges me and encourages me, and I always want to share it with brothers and sisters, because that's what we do when we come together. We encourage one another and build one another and pray for one another and find each other. And if you brought your Bible with you, could you please stand with me in the book of Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 to 3. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindled and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I'll make you a great nation, and I'll bless you and make you your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonor you I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for the reading of your word. And we thank you, Father, for the reading we've already heard from the book of Isaiah chapter 40. We know that you are God who is speaking with us, speaking to our hearts this morning. And that's why we are here, to hear from you and to learn from you. And to be blessed by your word. So, Holy Spirit, come and teach. Come and speak to our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen. I don't know what it felt with Abraham to leave his house. I don't know what it felt to Abraham to hear this voice from God. Abraham would be the right person to tell us how he felt when God told him, leave and go where I'm sending you to go. I remember many years ago, it was 2002. I was studying at ICC in Glasgow many years ago, and the voice of the Lord spoke to me to leave sunny Scotland. And you see, I had lived here for about 4 years. I had made friends. Scotland, even right now I tell people Scotland is my home. And it was such an amazing change to go back to Uganda, because Scotland was so good. But I had to go, because the voice of God was so special. And Abraham had to leave his house and his people and everything, and he went to the place. The Bible says that you have to go, you have to leave, and you have to leave your relatives and your father's house, and you have to go in the land I will show you. But there was something bigger than that. God was going to make him a great nation. God was going to make him a father. God was going to make him a blessing. And when Moses was the leader of Israel, God gave him the commandments. And the commandment was for his people. And it was for what God wants the people to do for him. And you know the Ten Commandments. God told Moses, tell the people they should worship me. They should not worship any idols. They should not make idols for themselves. They should worship me as their God. Keep the Sabbath day. Honor their parents, mother and father. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not speak untruth about your neighbor. Do not want what another person owns. That is Exodus chapter 20. These happened after Abraham obeyed. And God is trying to make life easier for Abraham, for the nations after him. And when we carry on reading, the Bible tells us that when the people sinned, when they did wrong things, God told them to make an animal, to take an animal and kill it and bring some of its blood to him. That is Leviticus. Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews that without the shedding of the blood, there was no forgiveness. This was the practice in those olden days in the Old Testament. I come from Uganda, Africa. You know, most of you, we have witchcraft. And when I was a boy, we used to go to the shrine next door, not to worship, but to eat meat. You know, young kids love to eat. And all these animals were sacrificed every day, cows and goats and chickens. We were not so much interested in the blood, but the meat to eat. So when these scriptures came to my life, I knew exactly what the practice was. But it was God telling the people that blood had to be shed. But you see, of course, the blood of the animal could not forgive sins. But the death of the animal was just a lesson about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he taught the people that Jesus was coming. And he would die for their sins, for our sins. And through his death, they could be truly forgiven and their sin taken away. And Paul reminds us in Hebrews chapter 10 that it is not possible for the blood of the bull or the goats to take away the sins. I became a Christian when I was 17 years of age. I grew up in a Christian family. But growing up in a Christian family doesn't make you a Christian. It's like sleeping in the garage. It doesn't make you a car. So I had to accept my Jesus, my Savior, with understanding. And from that day, since I accepted him, now I know why his blood was shed. Now I know why he went to the cross. And Christ died for our sins. Christ died for the things, for the wrong things we do, for the attitudes we have towards people, for the feelings, bad feelings we have for the people, towards people. He died to take away our sins. And the blood of animal could not wash away our sins. I don't know about you, sometimes when I travel, you stay in hotels and they normally give you white towels. And you go and shower very well, spend hours showering and you think you are clean. You pick out a white towel, you try to dry yourself and the towel is dirty. Then you realize maybe you've not washed enough. The cleansing of the animals, the blood of all the things, the practices of what men thought was to help did not help. Though Jesus had to die, the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, cleanse all our sins and is still doing the same even today. So the Old Testament reminded the people of these things. The animals, the sacrifice was just to remind the people of their sins. But when Jesus came, he took all their sins, he carried all their burdens, he took their guilt, and his blood washed all of us here today who are listening. And I pray that God will continue to reveal these things to us, that the works of men and all the things we try to do will never clean us, will never make us holy, but accepting Jesus as our own Savior will make us the people wants us to be. And that is the reason why Jesus came. He came because the animals and the traditions could not work. He came because people had tried all these things and they continued sinning. Even they couldn't obey the commands. Even today, even in Christian circles, people are struggling with sin. Even today, people are struggling with the seriousness and the torment of sin. And it's through the blood of Jesus Christ, through receiving Christ as our Savior in our lives, making friendship with him, building relationship with him every day, teaching us every day, reminding us to repent and be forgiven that we may be cleansed as Christians, as people of God. And that is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. Some people spend hours and hours. Recently I was wondering, where did the Black Friday came from? And I dug into history, and it is terrible that people still enjoy the Black Friday, which was a bloodshed. Christmas is coming. And are we ready to receive the King of Kings? Are we ready to renew our hearts with him? Are we ready to renew our relationship with God? Are we ready to let go of the things that are not of the clan of the Christians? And I pray for us as Christians that we may remember these things, that Jesus came to clean us. He came to redeem us. He came to give us peace in our lives, with our neighbors, with our co-workers, with everyone we meet. And that is our duty as Christians, to go wherever we go, to our neighbors, to our families, to tell them that this is why we are Christians. And this is the gospel that we are not going to be ashamed of, because that is the vision of the church. We are cleansed, we are redeemed, and we have to tell it to other people. If you receive something good, you must share it with other people. And if we received Christ as our Lord and Savior, we rejoice in him and sing hymns of hope, because one day we know he's coming back to take us home. And I know that heaven will be bigger than hell, because all of us, we are going to be there, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are here and you don't know him as your personal Savior, please receive him before it is late. He's always waiting, his arms wide stretched to receive you. He doesn't care how you've been and how you behaved. Is the loving God. And I pray that as we continue to celebrate these weeks towards Christmas, we remember that he came to cleanse us and is coming soon to take us home. And our mission as a church, my brothers and sisters, it is very important to remember it. Our mission is to empty hell and fill heaven in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us not be ashamed. Let us not be scared of sharing our faith, telling the people that we are redeemed of the Lord and they should follow the right way. And we thank God for the preaching of his word. Let us pray. Loving Father and Heavenly Lord, we thank you so much that you always remind us, you always remind us that though we are in this world, but we are not of it. You always remind us that it is you who took our burdens, you took our sins. You always remind us that you went to the cross, that we may be your children again. So Father, as we continue in worship, as we continue in celebrating your name and your birth, help us to realize that it's all about you. It's all about you and you alone. We give you the glory for those who have given their lives to Christ. We pray for those who have not yet received you. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to manifest your power, your glory in everything we do. And I pray for each one of the people here. Bless them, heal them, touch them at the point of their needs. Make them a blessing as you spoke to Abraham, that whoever see them will be blessed. Lord, we will be careful not to touch your glory, because all glory and power belongs to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody say amen.